We're joined in the media center by two of our Don Schumacher Racing teammates, Tony Schumacher and Jack Beckman. Both were number one qualifiers at the end of qualifying on Friday evening. Jack has a 3.867 second pass at 329.50 miles per hour. Tony's at 3.673, 332.67. We'll start with Jack in order of run. Jack, you went early in that session. Did you think that 86 was going to stand up during the entire night session here?
No. I just lost $10 to Amanda Busick. Had to pay her because I didn't think it would stand up. And the problem with running good early is that on the night sessions, the track is going to continue to cool down. It's going to get better. And they just saw what the track's capable of. Everybody else is smart enough to go back and give it a little more clutch and a little more everything else. It almost didn't survive the next pair. And then to watch it, the rest of the funny cars run and eventually stand as number one, that surprised me.
Tony, what about your run? You know, you guys, like mid-pack, but a good number jumped up there to get that current number one.
You know, I think that the 67... I couldn't see the when I went around the corner and they said it was 67 and go, do you think it'll hold? I was like 80% yes. That's just an outstanding run on this racetrack. And they're going to go out there. The next pair goes out and smokes the tires because they go and try to go a little quicker. And I think what Jack said is absolutely correct. It gives you an idea what it can take, but it doesn't tell you what's beyond that. You know, and I think no one wants to finish number two, so they turn it up and sometimes it just doesn't hold. And that 67 was such a good run that it forces people to go out and try a little bit too hard a lot of times. So, you know, Mike did a great job, but let's remember we've won this race a lot of times. We have more data probably than anyone at this racetrack. So we have a good quality map to look at. We know what to do here. And it is a different racetrack. It is a different era here. It's a different situation. It's hard to run great here, yet we go out our car and we do it. And it's just from outstanding notes and really smart people, kind of a lot of people that can work together, you know. And when I asked before they ran, I said, what Antron run? He said 76. And I went, well, that's terrible. I mean, honestly, that is not a quality. The track's well beyond that. And he goes, that ain't what we're trying to run. And that makes me it's the runs where they go, we're just trying to run a 73. And if you can run a 73 in the heat earlier, don't try to run a 73 at night. You're going to shake and you're not going to get down the track. So what they did was right. They evaluated the situation, made a great run, substantially better than the second quickest car, who is the points leader and has an incredible amount of talent behind him. So I think great job for the Army car.
Jack, you've yet to record a number one qualifier this year. Do you think tomorrow it's going to stick and you'll stay in there?
You know, every time I say that, I remember Indy a couple of years ago, Saturday night, we were number one. The forecast for Sunday was going to be hotter, and there was nobody that was going to touch it. And then the clouds rolled in, and we lost the number one spot. I don't know. Never bet on a drag race. But I like our Friday. I like the fact that first run, we really missed the power level, which is tough to get here at Vegas. You're higher altitude. There's no greenery here. The oxygen level is a little bit lower than we see at most other tracks. And we were just weak up there. We went 8 flat. So we had to run real early. We didn't have any data to fall back on, and our run stuck for low ET. Like, that's a huge feather in the cap of the Infinite Hero crew. I'm not sure if it'll stand tomorrow, but it gives us some great data going into tomorrow. And frankly, I don't care if that run stands tomorrow, because if anybody else can beat it, we've got just as good a chance.
Tony, what about conditions tomorrow for you, for you and Mike and your team?
You know, this is one of the places where we run similar times both days. And more often than not, we say we're going to be out of here by 5 o'clock, and it's 9 o'clock, which, you know, it's just the way it is. We run late. So can other cars go out and go fast? We can lose the spot. But like Jack said, you know, you want to be in the top 1, 2, 3. There was a time when we used to get points and we used to get money and stuff like that. We just don't. Right now it's bragging rights, you know. And it's you look at the ladder, and sometimes I wish I was qualified 16th with a good car, because guess what? You want to take Torrance out of the championship? You got to beat them. There aren't that many cars capable of doing that, so it's necessary for somebody to lag back there and do it. You know, I love Mike's idea, my crew chief. He goes, you know what we should do? We should set the field that in the countdown, you qualify number one, you get to choose who you race. You don't race number 16. You can walk up and say, I'm number one qualifier. I choose, bam, because it is necessary to put those guys out. You have to do it. It's a must win situation. So, you know, I just think that's a cool thing for the sport. And I think that number one spot, yay, we got it, gives us those 3 points. But it's going to be hot on Sunday. It's going to be a different condition. So let's hold that spot, but let's go tomorrow and make sure that those first runs, when it's hot and similar to race day, because we qualify fine. We race terrible. right now, and we got to swap that. I don't care where we qualify, we got to win the race.
Anyone?
Good. Thank you, Bruno's over in my lounge.